You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has finished his visit to the heart of your new country. During the visit, the Prime Minister unveiled recommended changes to the Constitution as a step towards an Indigenous voice in Parliament. Any proposed changes would be put to the Australian people in a referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition. But the senior Yolngu leader at Garma says the recommended changes to the constitution will deliver nothing to his people. Instead, he demands a return to a national treaty. Yingiya Goyala, a member of the Northern Territory Parliament, says there needs to be a treaty between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians, not just an Indigenous voice to Parliament.
Voice itself is just hopeless. It's not much at all. And it is the treaty, we believe, that has the power. A voice up here can be calling and talking to government departments, this, that and the other. But there really needs to be a change that happens. And treaty is what can change.
Returning to the stage at the Garma Festival over the weekend, Aboriginal leaders from around Australia began the first of many debates. Former Labour Party president turned Liberal candidate Warren Mundine took the floor.
People have to convince me about a couple of things. One is why it has to be in the Constitution. Why don't we, you know, you can legislate, you can test it, you can iron out some of the problems and you can go from there.
Sean Gordon, an entrepreneur and a strong supporter of Aboriginal self-determination, also commented on the plan.
We can't have a founding document that not recognise the first people of this country, a people who have lived in the country for more than 60,000 years.
$36 billion a year is spent on supporting First Nations communities. According to these leaders, only a fraction reaches the people in need, and they say a voice in Parliament could change that. The makeup of a truth-telling commission was also discussed. Before departing the festival, the Prime Minister stressed the need for the proposed changes to the Constitution to be simple. Mr. Albanese does not want people to get too caught up in the detail, saying that it is not a recipe for success.
That's why I'm optimistic that Australians will embrace this simple concept that where issues affect Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, they should be consulted. And the, out of that will come better practical results and better outcomes because you will have that sense of ownership and engagement.
But the opposition insists detail is key and offered a comment through the voice of Federal MP David Littleproud.
That would be a lost opportunity if we just don't put the detail in front of the Australian people so that we're held to account.
Mr. Albanese said the government hadn't made a decision on the timing of the referendum, although Labour reportedly favours the vote taking place next year. Julien Huyer, SBS News.